So today's homily is brought to you by the letter H. I want to talk about these H words. Healthy, happy, holy, helpful, and humility. We know to be healthy, we do certain things. If we're smart, we get exercise. We strive to eat right, get proper rest, see the doctor regularly so that we stay healthy. To be happy, we make a point to regularly show love to those important to us because we know it makes them feel good, it makes us feel good. To be happy, we strive to do good each and every day. We participate in activities that lift our spirits, things that we enjoy, that put smiles on our faces. To be happy, we work to make a difference in the world with our work, with our talents and our abilities. We honed them, we studied for them, we make a career out of them, and hopefully doing those things makes us happy. We strive to each day to have a positive attitude. And to be holy, we need to be disciplined, disciplined in our daily and regular prayers. We need to regularly seek God's guidance for our lives. As Catholics, we make a point to regularly participate in the sacraments, all the sacraments. Ask yourselves, when was the last time I went to reconciliation? Because that's one of those happy sacraments, right? Just everybody smile, right? And then we strive to be helpful. To be helpful means we give to others in need, to share our knowledge and our talents. We sacrifice for the less fortunate. And last, to be humble, we practice humility. Now, humility, by definition, means to be modest. It means the quality of not thinking we are better than others. In the gospel, we have this wonderful story from Jesus about where you sit at a wedding. I have to share the story. I saw this in real life one time when I was a kid. Went to my uncle's wedding. It was a second wedding for him. And his older brother came in and went and sat right up in front. And then my cousin had to come and move our uncle back a few rows because he was in the wrong seat. Pretty embarrassing. After I saw that happen, I said to myself, now I know why all the Catholics sit in the back. It was humble for my uncle to have to get up and move. It was probably embarrassing. So think for a minute about where you sit. You sit in certain places because you can get out early. You can get to the bathroom if you need to. You can be first in line for donuts. Or you sit where you like to see. You sit to not be distracted. You sit to be with family and friends and people that you know. You sit to help the children in your family learn and to watch and to be able to participate. Sit because you like your view of the altar from that spot in church. Frequently, on a side point, at weddings and funerals lately in the village church, I don't do it so much out here, well, I have, right? I ask people to move forward. Now, could I have done that 20 years ago? Probably not. But there are occasions when I've been to weddings and funerals and everybody wants to sit in the back and leave gaps up in front. And at weddings, it makes you kind of sad because why is everybody sitting in the back when the wedding's up here in front and you want everybody to be close because it's a happy occasion? At funerals, I've moved people forward, you know, for the simple fact that by sitting up close, our voices in prayer and in song send energy up to those who are grieving up in the front because they're more engaged then and people are there to bring an emotional support to those, comfort by our presence because they can feel it and know that it's there. Jesus in the gospel says, whoever exalts themselves will be humbled, and whoever humbles themselves will be exalted. So let me talk about being humble in this way. It isn't about where you sit. Being humble means being grounded. It means knowing one's gifts, knowing one's sinfulness, knowing one's talents, knowing one's weaknesses, knowing that we need God in our lives and that we need God's grace, that we can't do this alone. It's why we come and pray regularly. It means knowing we must ask God in prayer to help us stay focused in our lives, to stay balanced, to stay grounded, to stay strong in faith, to stay committed to prayer, to be invested and sacrificed in how we live and how we serve. So in simple, I would say that Jesus is teaching us to know our place, to know our abilities, to know our responsibilities, and to know how to live out and to witness our faith and trust and belief in Jesus Christ, in His words and in His mission. So let me suggest this. We can sit in the back, we can sit in the front, but we do not sit on our hands. We do not close our minds. We do not lock up our hearts, but we strive to be aware, to be engaged, to be invested in living and witnessing our faith and our belief in Jesus Christ. Amen.